politicians strive to be popular. That's what gets them elected. But Ehud Barak's trying a different tack. The leader of Israel's Labor Party is running for prime minister. His is a negative campaign aimed at himself. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Jerusalem.
If you ever thought Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak seemed like a pretty nice guy, you can take it from the people trying to elect him. He's not. One of his own television ads begins with a montage of Israelis expressing their disdain for Barak. He's not nice, not pleasant, and not friendly. Then it shows Ehud Barak talking about coming of age with the Israeli military and making tough decisions. He admits he's not very well spoken. Being direct and tough are certainly qualities Israelis admire, but his campaign may have overdone it a bit.
I don't like Barak.
So you agree he's not nice?
Yes, I agree. Yes, I don't like him.
All the pedestrian bridges along this Jerusalem freeway have big banners for Barak with the slogan, "Not nice, a leader." Shoppers walking across the bridge to the mall seem to agree only with the first part.
I think he's just pretty hopeless, so he's trying to use reverse psychology. He's been around for so long and he's failed so miserably over the years, especially he doesn't know how to work with people.
Graduate student Ronan Gabizon recalls the failed peace process when Barak was prime minister from 1999 until 2001. Gabizon says he'll probably vote for Kadima party leader and foreign minister Zippy Livni. He thinks she's a failure too, but dislikes her a bit less than the frontrunner Benjamin Netanyahu of the Likud party. But Gabizon says neither of them has a reputation for being very nice.
Nobody does, but I think Netanyahu is going to get elected because he has been out of the prime minister office for enough time so people forgot all the mistakes he made.
Another shopper, Vared Bamoshe, says she can see what Barak was trying to say, that good leaders don't have to be good schmoozers.
It's not like common with the people, he's not friend. In Israel, everybody's friends and hugging and kissing. And so people think that he's not a friend. So he says, okay, I'm not a friend, but I'm a good leader.
Maybe it'll work, says Bamoshe, but she doesn't like Ehud Barak, and that's one of the reasons she won't be voting for him in February. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem.